All right, so the scripture we're studying today will be from 1 John, as Parker read just a minute ago. This book is a series of letters written by John the Apostle to many of the churches regarding their methods of worship. In the particular ones we're studying, he is writing about the significance of Jesus' being as fully God as well as fully human. In today's world, we struggle to fully believe something unless we have seen it with our own two eyes. I say we, because I'm probably the most stubborn when it comes to this topic. As humans, it is hardwired into us to be weary to believe something if we haven't physically seen it happen. This can make it hard to fully commit to God when there are constant doubts in the back of your mind. Certain times we may believe simple word of mouth if it is from someone we trust, such as a friend or a family member or another person you would consider reputable. But if a stranger told you the same thing, you may consider their claim, but probably not fully believe it. This is where our faith comes into play. Just as we trust and have faith in our friends and family, we should trust and have faith in what the Bible tells us is and was true about God's promise to us and what Jesus came and did on earth. The Bible is a reputable source. In 1 John verse 1-3, John writes, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." Here John is sharing what he and his accomplices have personally experienced, and he is sharing this because he wants other people and churches to believe what he is telling them and worship their God together. This is the entire reason God sent Jesus to earth, to share and to teach, and to make disciples out of men and women. Faith was the driving force of Jesus' mission on earth, and if we have no faith, we have nothing. You may be thinking to yourself, well, it was probably a lot easier to have faith when Jesus was strolling down the streets of your town, which, yes, you may be right about that. And unfortunately, I don't think we will bump into Jesus at Toomer's Corner anytime soon. But in the meantime, we must have faith. Now, this doesn't mean God doesn't show himself. He shows himself every day. We see God's light shine through other people when they put others before themselves, when they give to the poor and care for the sick. He shows himself more than we realize, but oftentimes we miss these glimpses of him because our minds are elsewhere. Jesus taught the disciples how to give off light, and they made mistakes just as we will. But one person sharing God's love can change the lives of countless others. It isn't supposed to be easy. In fact, to me, it's one of the hardest things to wrap my head around. But we must follow his example he set for us when he was on earth. One of the ideas that the churches were struggling with at this time was believing the fact that Jesus was fully God as well as fully human at the same time, which I completely understand. It's a little confusing. This being said, it's very important that we understand why he was fully God and fully human. God in the human form of Jesus familiarizes God and humanity, like the connecting link. Jesus knows the struggles we go through. He lived through them himself. Jesus himself was tempted by Satan, as we often are. This doesn't only connect God with us, but us with God as well. Although God is all-knowing and all-powerful, he cared enough about us that he sent his Son in our form to be the Messiah and save us and lead us into eternal life. He came to set an example for humanity and show us how to be the light amidst darkness.